Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Dad the horse with Bowser.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's renovate our home and purchase appliances.
And plan a trip with the kids.
Or buy a new car.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings. Buy two, buy three, even five. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Marla told Frederick she still had not heard from Kavita. Denzel visited Zena and suggested they rekindle a relationship, but she didn't agree, especially with the age difference between them. While there, Marla called and told him that Kavita was missing. He told her he had not heard from Kavita. Marla then visited Jonathan, who said he had not heard from Kavita either. Denzel arrived and they arranged to join the search for Kavita. Right now, Marla is having a nightmare.
Kavita! Womanato! Oh, Kavita!
Marlo!
Kavita!
Marlo! Hey, it's okay. It's just a bad dream. It's just a bad dream, babes. Alright.
Oh, Anna. Is my Kavita there? Where's she now?
Alright, don't worry, babes. We gon' find she, alright? We gon' find she.
Not a word from anybody that dispatched she anywhere. Adam, what if the worst happened?
Listen, we can't think like that.
But all kind of things has happened to women and girls. Somebody could have kidnapped Kavita, and next thing she ended up being trafficked or something.
Listen. I know human trafficking is a problem. What is Kavita we talking about? I don't think anybody would be able to get she so easy. You got to remember she packed some clothes. Maybe she don't want nobody to find she.
We have to think about all the possibilities, Adam. Suppose somebody do something to
she. Ma, don't do this to yourself. I believe we're going to find she.
Alive?
Yes. We're going to find she alive. Like I said, I think Kavita deliberately hiding from everybody. You know, she's dramatic like that.
And but why she would do that when she know how worried we would be, eh? Poor Frederick pressure gone up high. I frightened the poor man of falling and dead because as he and she had the argument.
Marlo, let me try and go back to sleep. Bright and early, we're going to be back on the search. It's almost 2:30. And before you know it, it's gonna be day clean.
And I can't go back to sleep now. I wanna wear my daughter that. I wanna wish her that.
Alright, Mala. Alright, alright.
Come in.
Ignatius, you could spare me a minute?
Sure, Coretta. What happened?
You hear Marla data missing?
Yes, everybody's talking about it.
I hope to find she's safe. Every minute is something in this country.
All over the world.
Yeah. Anyways, there's now what I come to talk to you about.
What is that you got in your hand there?
Oh, I was checking the lottery to see if I win. But I only got 2 numbers.
You've been playing the lotto for a long time, Coretta.
Don't worry. One day I'm going to win. I could feel it in my spirit. Other people want to be rich like you, Ignatius.
Well, you got to try your luck. I know the Guyana Lottery Company has changed many lives.
If I win the lotto, right away I deposit in me winnings in my Republic Bank account. I going to let it sit there for a while. Then I going to start a little business.
What kind of business?
Maybe buy a little property and rent it. Rent is a big man in this country right now.
Uh-huh.
And then I going to use some of my money for travel the world. I want to touch every continent.
You're really thinking about what you will do with this lot of money if you win it?
How you mean? I got big plans.
For you and John?
Actually, is he a come to talk to you about?
What happened?
He don't want to continue the counseling.
Oh.
Say how it's hard for the talking the same thing over and over about what happened to he.
Well, you know, that is the problem with a lot of men. They don't like talk about things that bothering them. You got to know what you're able to put up with.
Next thing you know, he bottle up all the pains and anger and start knocking me again.
Well, you have a decision to make.
I might gotta leave, John. But I don't want to abandon him in a time of need.
But if he's not putting in the work, what are you supposed to do? Give him an ultimatum. Tell him if he doesn't continue to counsel him, you will leave him.
But I don't want to leave him. I don't want to be alone in my old age, Ignatius.
Oh.
Loneliness can kill.
But he was in prison and you seem to be doing fine.
I don't want to be alone. I want a companion. You ain't got to worry about that because you got a young wife and you gone dead long before she.
Thanks for reminding me.
Even though it's young, old and in between, all body dead in these days.
Let's look at the brighter side of things, Coretta. We enjoy life while we are here.
If Shelley died before you, you would marry again?
Shelley is not going to die before me.
She ain't got cancer?
She is in remission. And I don't want to talk about my wife's illness with you, Coretta.
So you never think about it?
No. She's going to outlive me.
Okay.
You need to go and work things out with your husband.
Right. Lord, help me.
Shelley!
Ignatius!
Bibbs! Why are you crying?
It's nothing.
What happened?
Nothing, man, nothing.
You sure?
Yeah, I just sit on here thinking about everything I've been through.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh, the visit with the doctor went.
It was, alright. Everything is okay.
I wish you would allow me to come with you.
I know, but you've been through the worst with me already. You got to focus on your business.
You know, I was talking with Coretta today.
Okay.
We don't know how much time we have in this world. We should let every moment count.
I know.
I gotta have another talk with Ryan. It's time he takes over the business. Then me and you can travel the world like we planned.
How soon?
As soon as possible.
Before a year, eh?
Hopefully. This boy just hasn't taken me seriously. I've made things too easy for him. He doesn't have to worry about money ever in his life. So he's taking his sweet time deciding when he will take over.
Ignatius, you did so well setting up generational wealth.
My only wish is that I had more children.
I'm sorry I couldn't give you any.
That's water under the bridge. I just want me and you to enjoy the rest of our days together. You beat cancer, babes. That's something to celebrate.
It is.
I love you, Shelley.
I love you too, Iggy. Is Marla? I called her earlier to find out if they'll okay Kavita.
Oh, all right. Talk to Sheen. I'm going in the shower.
Okay. Hi, Marla.
Shelley.
What's the latest?
Still no sign of Kavita.
Oh, no.
Everybody looking.
You think Kavita could be hiding deliberately?
Yes, I think there's a possibility because Frederick says she packed some of her clothes.
Okay.
But at least she could let me know that she alright.
You check the airport for see if she left the country?
Yeah, she'll leave.
Okay.
I know she could be hiding somewhere and be okay, but at the same time, I think if something could happen to she.
I hope you find she soon.
Yeah. How you doing, though?
I went to the doctor today.
Oh, how it went?
Yeah, everything is okay.
That's good.
Marla, you been and do a checkup?
I ain't get to go yet.
Cool. Go and do your pop smear, your mama, grandma, let her scream for everything. Do it, Marlo.
Girl, I can go as soon as we find Kavito.
I wish.
Shelley?
Women really got to take their health seriously. We reproductive health, we general health. We can't wait till we start feeling sick. Sometimes it's be too late.
I know, but it's a good thing that we're living in a time where people can be cured too, right?
Yeah.
Shelley, I'm gonna call you back. Somebody calling me.
Alright, good. Bye.
Bye.
They find Kavita car in the sewer, but not she?
Yes, let me go, Annie. Let me go.
Look, call Frederick.
I don't think that we should tell him. He pressured on Reyes already.
But you don't want to know.
Annie, look, let me go and see the car first, and then we could call
Carly, him. Carly, man, no, madam. It was me, child. I would want to know.
Annie, like...
Carly!
All right. Hi, Freddy. Somebody find Kavita car on the seawall. Me and Anil, we head in there now.
This car looks like somebody just parked it and
Anil,
left.
Anil, look. The driver's seat window break. Kavita!
Oh, shoot.
Blood on the seat! They got blood on the seat!
Oh, gosh.
Kavita!
I'm calm down. Obviously, she's not in the car. Look, let me call the police.
No. No, Kavita!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.